And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guests are gurus in the burgeoning area of mobile marketing. We'll discuss location-based marketing, apps, and other mobile strategies to grow a business from their book, Go Mobile. Gene Hopkins is the Chief Marketing Officer at Smart Bear Software. Gene holds an accounting degree from Western New England College and an international MBA from Sawyer School of Management at Boston Suffolk University. Most recently, Gene was named as one of the 2011 top 20 women to watch in sales lead management. Jamie Turner is an author, a consultant, and the chief content officer at 60 Second Marketer, which provides tips and tools, tutorials for marketers around the globe. Jamie is a leading authority on branding, marketing strategy, and social media, and has helped companies like AT&T, CNN, Motorola, Cartoon Network, and the Coca-Cola companies grow their sales and revenues with outside-the-box marketing techniques. Joining me from various points around the country, Gene and Jamie, welcome to the show. How are you both today?
Great.
We're terrific, thanks.
Oh,
thanks
good.
For having us.
Well, thank you for being my guest. I want to start out with some interesting statistics that you publish in your book to help position this for my listeners. There are 4 billion mobile phone owners on the planet. I also found it was interesting, 90% of text messages are read within 3 minutes of being delivered. 79% of smartphone users use their phone to help with shopping, and 74% ultimately make a purchase as a result of this. 70% of mobile searches lead to action within 1 hour, and 16.7 million mobile subscribers, that includes 76% of the smartphone owners, use location-based check-in. This is phenomenal stuff, but nobody would argue that mobile marketing is the future. So, Jamie, I'm going to start with you. The question is, we know it's the future. Is it the present?
Great question. It is the present. You just think about what so many people are doing nowadays when they walk out of a restaurant and they're interested in going to a movie. The first thing they do is whip out their phone and start doing a search for that. All of us are using it to do searches on any other topic, too. So it could be anything from where is a good movie to go see all the way over to how do you pronounce ciao in Italian, things like that. So there's a lot of different ways people are using it. So it is a present tool as opposed to a future tool, and it's only going to continue deepening its engagement with the population as we continue down the path.
All right, Gene, this is directed at you. I mean, we know now that it's the present, but is there a tangible ROI for most businesses, or are most businesses really just practicing for the future?
Well, I have to say that I just spoke at a conference a couple of days ago, and thousands of marketers are thinking about mobile, but they don't really realize how important it is to the future of their business. They're trying to figure out how to apply specific areas into how to get people to market. Many marketers in our world, whether it's B2B or B2C, have embraced social media, for example, and they're trying to integrate social into their marketing tactics and their marketing plans. But what many marketers fail to realize is that how you access your social media networks very often is via smartphone. So these are organizations that we have some statistics that Jamie and I share that only about 10% of B2B companies have a mobile website, for example. So if you go searching for a B2B company, you're not going to be able to see or interact with that organization at all because they're not mobile optimized at all. It's not even on marketers' radar.
All right, that does make some sense. So, Jamie, I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to challenge you a little bit here because I said it in the setup, there's 16.7 million mobile subscribers. Now, that sounds like a daunting number, and in fact it is. 16 million of anything is a lot. But when you compare that to the 4 billion mobile phones that are out there, that's only 0.42% of the people that are out there. So my question is about the demographics of the mobile customer. Is mobile usage really just a generational trait? I mean, is it something that we typically associate with the younger people?
It is. It does skew slightly younger, but the fastest growing segment of smartphone usage is the over 40 crowd. So even though our kids and have been on smartphones texting each other and using smartphones to access websites and things like that more readily, than people over 40. The fastest growing segment is over 40. So a lot of times, things that skew younger, they start younger and then are generally adopted by everybody up until about the age of 65, and then things start really trailing off. So long story short is it's definitely here, it's definitely today, and even though it skews a little bit younger, smartphone usage is really getting pervasive across all spectrums until you get into the 65-plus, 70-plus zone, and then it kind of drops off a little bit.
All right. And, Gene, I'm going to ask this of you. Is mobile usage geographically tied? I mean, outside of the United States, there are other countries that have better high-speed wireless networks, bigger, better consumer marketing. I think of Korea. I think of Japan, places like that. So is it geographically based as well?
Well, I think that Japan has the leadership in terms of the usage of mobile phones for doing all sorts of things. If you look to Japan in terms of how they pay for things by just waving their phones in front of instead of having a cash register and actually exchanging cash of some sort of another, people use their mobile phones. But I think that the way that Americans or North Americans really think about mobile is how they actually interact with it. And we talk about the fact that people read their email. 65% of people read their email on their phones, whether they're in a meeting or doing something else. Every time that you go somewhere, you're using your mobile phone. Do you use your GPS navigation? I mean, are you using Garmin or your TomTom anymore, or are you using your smartphone for your navigation? Are you using a camera, a Kodak camera, or a different type of a camera, or are you using your smartphone to take pictures? Are you using a video player, or are you using your smartphone to watch videos? And these are things that you need to take into account, that our smartphones have become a device that you never leave home without. And we do know statistically that over 90% of C-level executives have smartphones, and this is how they're accessing their information that they need on a daily basis.
My guests are Gene Hopkins and Jamie Turner, authors of the book Go Mobile. So I'll put this out for either one of you or both of you to answer, and it's the most important question on the minds of listeners who own businesses out there. What's the purchasing power of this mobile audience that you're referring to?
Man, that's a good question. I'll dive in, and Gene, while I'm talking, perhaps you've got a more data-centric mind than I do. But the bottom line is that if you consider some of the facts that Gene just mentioned, that 90% of C-level executives have a smartphone, that more than 50% of the U.S. population has a smartphone, and that's going to reach 90% again within the next few years. You're talking about putting the power of purchasing, putting the power of accessing information about products into everybody's hands. So as you're standing in a store and you're looking at the price of a picture frame down at a store, you can instantly check the prices of that same frame at other stores that are nearby, or check the price of what it would be if you ordered it online. So I don't know the specific number in terms of the dollar amount of the purchasing power, but I do know the purchasing power is now shifting dramatically over to the consumer because they have access to all of this information.
Gene, anything to add to that?
Well, one of the things that is pretty interesting, for example, is eBay does one transaction per second via mobile devices.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing, don't you think? One per second. Another one is Amazon.com, for example, has made mobile very accessible and trustworthy, integrating mobile with a web experience and working quickly and reliably. So, for example, when you get an email from Amazon, which I do daily for my Kindle, I can open it up on my Android device, look at it, and I can purchase the $1.99 Kindle book directly from my phone without having to go to a different device. McDonald's is, for example, uses localized voucher codes and offers to drive customers into their stores. So you have to kind of think that mobile gives you the chance to be local, very, very local in terms of delivering coupons. So sign up for a Target retail store mobile coupons, and then you will get mobile coupons that you can use in the store itself. So you're looking at things on a national or a global basis, but you're also able to do things on a very local nature. And the factoid that you mentioned earlier, Bill, where you talked about how a text message results in action. So you have a localized search for a restaurant, for example. You find you're looking for a restaurant, say you're looking for a sushi restaurant within the geographic area that you're in. You don't want to walk more than 4 or 5 blocks. So Jamie's in downtown Atlanta. He does a search for it. He finds one, and then what does he do? He takes action by actually walking to that restaurant and going into that restaurant. So being able to be found on a mobile device is essentially critical to the future of any business's success.
Very profound. My guest is Gene Hopkins and Jamie Turner. We're talking about their book, Go Mobile. I want to continue down this same line of reasoning, Gene, and I'm going to stick with you if I can for just a minute, and talk about some of the examples in your book. You mentioned a local and a national example in that last answer. I want to talk about a nonprofit versus a for-profit, and specifically the example that you cite is the American Red Cross when there was the Haiti earthquake and the SMS campaign that they launched. It was amazing. I mean, it was a formidable response to that. However, that was an emergency situation. Can you give us some examples of nonprofits using mobile marketing that were not crisis-based?
Well, I think the Red Cross is a good example. Typically during the summer months, I'm just going to use this as an example of something that they do, is if you're a blood donor, for example, during the summer months, there's usually a critical shortage for blood. I'm B positive. Kind of rare, only about 10% of the population, and it's when I find out that there is a need for it, I get a text message from the Red Cross, you know, because you're only supposed to donate every 6 weeks or so, telling me that there's a chance to donate. It's a good way to be able to have a reminder every 6 weeks that you can go and you can donate some blood, particularly during the difficult times of the year. Another thing that I really think, and this is a missed opportunity, I feel like there's plenty of opportunities for food pantries or some of the groups that are trying to put together food pantries. What people fail to realize is during the summer months, for example, when poor kids might be getting a free breakfast and a free lunch at school, during the summer months or during vacations, they don't have that opportunity to get that kind of food into their system. So if people realize that you donate food during critical times when there is a peak demand, wouldn't you love to be able to have a reminder to drop off a box of canned goods, for example, at your local shelter during the months of July, during the months of August, when these children don't have the opportunity to be able to be fed? I feel like there's missed opportunities there, and SMS is so low cost that I would love to see some of these organizations get people opted in, because you need 100% opt-in for the ability to be able to send text messages as reminders and notifications. Those are two things that I think people could use.
Well, that's a great example. My guests are Gene Hopkins and Jamie Turner, author of the books Go Mobile, Location-Based Marketing, Apps, Mobile Optimized Ad Campaigns, 2D Codes, and Other Mobile Strategies to Grow Your Business. So, Jamie, I'm going to come back to you and ask you, there are business owners listening to the sound of our voice in the audience today. What are some steps that every company should take to prepare for mobile marketing?
Yeah, that's another good question. The first step is to mobilize your website. So many people are intimidated by the idea of having to convert their website into a mobile website, and it's actually pretty simple. If you use a program like WordPress or a marketing software program like HubSpot, it automatically converts to a mobile website. And then if you have an ad agency or a web design firm you can just go to them and say, turn my website into one that renders properly on a mobile device. The second thing I'd encourage people to do is to embrace simple solutions like developing a QR code promotion, otherwise known as a 2D commotion, 2D promotion. Another thing is paid search on mobile is actually a very easy way to make money. A lot of people are familiar with desktop search using Google and things like that as a way to drive leads to your business. But paid search on the mobile front is less expensive because the keyword prices haven't been driven up so high. So there's an opportunity there. So long story short is, mobilize your website, adopt something simple like QR codes as a promotional tool, and then dive into mobile paid search because there's some money to be made there.
All right, let me quiz you on the QR codes, because we see QR codes in our newspapers all the time. How effective a marketing tool is that? Because I see a lot of companies are spending money to put the QR codes there, but I really wonder what the click-through rate is for those QR codes.
The click-through rate is not huge. However, there's two things that happen with QR codes. One is if a lot of people see them, then even a low click-through rate can generate traffic to your website and customers for your business. So mobile banner ads also have not a high click-through rate, and people often ask the same question about that. Why should I be in mobile banner ads when the click-through rate is so low? And the answer is, well, if a lot of people see your ad or your QR code, then you're going to get enough traffic to pay for the promotion. The second reason that I encourage people to dive into QR codes is because it positions your company as a company at the forefront of new marketing tools and technologies. And that's a differentiator for your brand. If most brands aren't using QR codes and you are, that helps you stand out a little bit to somebody reading a newspaper ad or looking at your brochure or looking at your business card. So long story short is QR codes aren't going to be around forever, but they can be used as an effective tool to differentiate your brand and also drive traffic through to your website.
And that makes a lot of sense. My guests are Gene Hopkins and Jamie Turner, authors of the book Go Mobile. So, Gene, you've probably piqued the interest of many of my listeners that are out there. If they want to learn more about the two of you, they want to learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
Our book is actually available on Amazon.com. You can buy the book, the print copy of the book. You can get it in Kindle format if you want to be able to download it to your laptop or to your Kindle device or another mobile device, and it's currently available on audible.com, so you can actually listen to the book if you would like to as well. So we encourage you to do that, and also give us a 5-star rating. We like that.
All right, Gene and Jamie, it has been a delight. Thank you both for being my guests here on the Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.